It is 11 minutes after 8 a.m. Happy Tuesday morning to you. We've got a beautiful, sunshiny Tuesday, and I am here with Sergeant Andrew Topp from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. A new voice here. We haven't, well, not a new voice. It's been a while voice. And so welcome back to WKLM.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And so this morning, because we're in those summer months where we have lots of tourists and, you know, even here locally, you like to just cruise around the county and, you know, get to place. And it's important to slow down and not drive so fast on our roadways.
100%. Speed seems to be a common issue when it comes to crashes, especially this time of the year.
And so Sergeant Top here's got some numbers. And we very positively are seeing the crashes go down.
We are, which is a really good trend to have for us. Just to throw out just a few numbers, in 2024, just in Wayne County alone, we had 1,904 crashes. Of those 1,900 crashes, 249 of those were speed related. So we have had to try to combat that. That was a goal for 2025, to really focus our troopers on those speed related type of infractions, especially some of the higher ones. And so far for 2025, it has trended down by almost 2%. So far this year, we have 1,201 crashes, and of those, 177 of those were speed related, which is a 2% decrease over last year.
And 2% doesn't sound a lot in the big scheme of numbers, but when you really look at it, that's a lot of people slowing down and therefore having, you know, less accidents.
Yes, exactly. If you look at those, are just the crash numbers. They look at the actual tens of thousands of vehicles that are stopped every year. That 2% is actually a very high number.
And nobody likes to get pulled over. But you guys are there trying to help slow things down to be preventative, because it's about not having the accidents, and by not having the speeding or the distracted driving, then that is proving to have less accidents.
And that is very true. We're certainly not, that's not one of our priorities to ruin somebody's day by issuing them a traffic citation or just to stop them in general. But during these summer months, everybody has a lot of events they want to get to, which is very understandable, vacation type of months, and they always want to get there in a hurry, which is understandable as well. But our focus is just to get people just to focus on what they're doing, try to be distracted, stay within a speed limit, and make sure they leave within plenty of time to get to where they need to go on time.
We always talk plan ahead. That way you don't have to rush around trying to get to where you go, because you know there's always going to be something happens when you're rushing. People are going to pull out in front of you. You're going to have deer, especially in our deer. We were talking deer prior. There's lots of deer in our area. If you are going over the speed limit, that's going to make hitting a deer be even worse than at speed limit.
Exactly. And a lot of it has to do, I mean, here recently with the GPS issues. If you can kind of map your route out ahead of time, even with your GPS plugging it into your phone so you know exactly where you're going, that way you're not taking your eyes off the road and focusing on your cell phone, which is a very easy way to lose track of speed as well. We've stopped multiple people that just honestly didn't realize they were going as fast as they were, because they did admit, I was trying to see where my next stop's at, see where my next turn is at, trying to look at my GPS to see where I am going. So just that split second taking your eyes off the roadway can adjust that speed up more than what maybe you thought it would have.
And your GPS will tell you, like, turn left in 100 feet. And
It certainly will. And most GPSs nowadays, they'll actually give you that speed limit right there on your screen. We've had some people say they just didn't know what the speed limit was, but we actually direct them to their GPS and their phone. And some of them were not aware. It actually gives the speed limit in one of those corners of your screen. So that is something to look for also.
So, you know, just slowing it down. In Holmes County here especially, we have curves, hills, all kinds of blind roadways, and we have all kinds of slow-moving vehicles. We have buggies, carts, bicycles, e-bikes, scooters. I see them on the little scooters, too. And a whole lot of things that can go wrong if you're going too fast and not paying attention.
Exactly, especially this time of year. Pedestrians, the joggers, the scooters, a lot of people out on the roadways really try to enjoy the weather before it does turn this fall. So it is very important to look ahead, not just what's right in front of your hood, but look ahead, stay within a speed limit, and everybody will be able to stay safe that way.
For sure. So just slow it down, don't be distracted, and wear your seatbelt. Seatbelts are super important too.
Seatbelts are 100% important, yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, do you have anything else to add to the topic here?
No, we're almost wrapping up our summer months. School's about ready to start here in about 4 to 5 weeks. We do want everybody from the Highway Patrol, enjoy the rest of your summer. I would just ask you to do it safely.
And thank you so much for sharing those numbers with us. It's always good to hear where we're at. That was Sergeant Andrew Topp from the Ohio State Highway Patrol, the Worcester Post, here at WKLM. We're